I've never seen an 8-year-old sleep like he does in the mornings. Of course, he wants to rock out all night. He'll stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning if you let him.
Yeah.
Something else.
A night owl. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. We were talking about horses yesterday when we stopped. What do you call these, if you were plowing with animals, the things that you hold in your hand to guide them?
Reins.
Is all right, and I guess that would be the same thing if you were just riding a simple horse.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard those called plow lines?
The lines. Seen pictures of women holding the lines in their teeth and guiding the plow. Yeah.
Kind of romanticized. And those things that you put your feet in when you're riding a horse.
Stirrups.
Mm-hmm. When if you have two horses hitched to a wagon, have you ever heard the horse on the left called anything special?
I think so. Horse on the left.
Horse on the left, okay.
No.
What about if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little...
farther.
Okay. Got a few more expressions I want to ask you about. If you've been traveling a long time and you've not yet finished, you might say that you still had a... before dark, still had a...
little way to go?
Little way to go, okay. And if something is very common, you might say, well, that's a pretty common thing. You can find that just about...
anywhere.
And if a person slipped down and he fell that way, you'd say he fell...
backward.
Fell that
forward.
Way.
Forward.
If you went fishing and didn't have any luck at all, and somebody asked you, well, catch any fish, you'd probably say what?
No, it was a dry run.
Dry run. You ever hear people around here say, nary? No, I guess nary one.
Uh-huh. Older people all the time.
Well, what about, let's say somebody accidentally steps on your rake in the front yard and breaks it. You might say, well, that's okay, I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Well, what about, if a child's crying, you ask him why. He might say, well, my friend was eating some candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay, get back to plowing. What do you call these trenches that are cut out by a plow?
A row?
A row.
A ditch. Oh, well, let's see now. Wait a minute. Furrow.
Furrow?
That's the furrow and that's the row. Okay.
Let's see. What after wheat has been cut, when it's tied up, what do you say it's tied up into, or what is that process?
A bale.
A bale. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that has to do with, bundling wheat
stack,
together?
Stacking
it.
Stacking wheat. Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the term shock?
Yeah.
Wheat? Now, what is that?
That's a long time ago. I don't think they use that process much anymore. But with combines and everything, but the shock of wheat is when it's tied and standing up in the fields. But that's I don't know whether they still use it. They don't use it around here anymore anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They use a combine and then they...
About how much wheat would you say is a pretty good yield per acre?
Oh golly. I don't know anything about that. I don't have any idea. I do know I heard on television that wheat's gone down about $2 a bushel and everybody's lamenting that these days, but I don't have any idea what's a good yield.
Okay. What do you say you do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh.
A few other expressions having to do with pronouns. If we have to do something, some sort of job, together, if you just use pronouns to refer to us, you'd say that you and...
I.
Okay. And, in other words, not one of us has to do this, but...
we do.
Mm-hmm.